It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, buying cholesterol drugs over the counter and the controversy over giving cold and cough medicines to young children. A new poll from NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health finds most parents cast a cautious vote of confidence in the safety and effectiveness of the drugs for children. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Shannon Dalrymple knows all the tricks of the trade. As the mom of three small children, she's mastered the vaporizer, steam baths, and if she's overdosed the kids on anything, it's TLC. But she says when none of this seems like enough, she resorts to cold medicines.
I'm not a person who thinks that they cure a cold, but I've seen them give my children relief.
Dalrymple says she believes over-the-counter cold medicines are safe for children 2 and older, and she's a lot like the solid majority of parents polled by NPR, Kaiser, and Harvard.
I mean, I take my time at any store I buy drugs. I'll even talk to a pharmacist there if I'm confused about what the medicines are, because you want to know what's in this, and I don't want to over-medicate. I feel like if you put your mind to it, you can use these drugs safely.
Dalrymple says these days, from playgroups in her hometown of Louisville to chat rooms with moms across the country, there's a lot of talk about the medicines. The NPR Kaiser Harvard poll found 86% of parents are aware of the controversy.
Once they pulled these items this fall, that's when people really started talking, at least around me.
She's referring to the drug maker's decision in October to pull infant cold and cough formulations off the market. A week later, an advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration recommended that manufacturers stop marketing the drugs to children under the age of 6. The FDA has not decided whether to put any restrictions on cold medicines for kids, but Todd Schwartz, a dad from Eugene, Oregon, who took the NPR Kaiser Harvard poll, says since most deaths have been associated with overdosing, he thinks families need to be educated on how to use them properly.
I think most people are smart enough to figure it out, but I do believe there is a segment of the population that, despite all of the information from drug companies and doctors, they will still make mistakes.
Like half of those polled, Schwartz thinks parents and their doctors should decide for themselves whether the medicines seem effective. Schwartz says he thinks the FDA would be going too far if it restricted sales of the drugs.
I mean, that'd be like saying we need to take highways away because some people can't drive. It's not practical to remove them all.
Some pediatricians say families don't need instructions on how to use the medications. They need to be told not to use them at all. That's the take of pediatrician Janet Serwent, who we caught up with between rounds and meetings.
We're at Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're going to go over here.
Serwent said she was really too busy to do an interview, but she squeezed it in because she thinks the poll results show that many parents aren't really seeing the full picture. She explains 6 separate clinical trials of over-the-counter cold medicines have shown the drugs are no more effective than placebo in relieving symptoms.
And in all of those studies, there was no benefit to the cough and cold medications.
And Serwin says they can be dangerous. She acknowledges that overdosing is a top concern, but she says she's seen nasty side effects at recommended doses. In one case, a 3-year-old was admitted with a racing heartbeat.
I've seen many other children, most of them 3 or 4 years of age, who have come into either the clinic or the emergency room feeling that bugs or spiders are crawling on them. I've also seen patients who've had arrhythmias, so abnormal heartbeats from these medicines, again, when they've been given correctly.
Serwent was among a handful of pediatricians who drafted a petition to the FDA earlier this year asking them to halt the marketing of the drugs to young children. Drug makers maintain the medicines are safe and effective for children over 2 when used as directed and should not be restricted. But Serwent says even if the government doesn't take action, her hope is that pediatricians will advise against them. That's what may be happening already, according to Penny Zmickley, who lives in Canton, Michigan. She's the mom of 3 small children. She's called her pediatrician with questions about cold medicines.
I said, you know, well, what can my 2-year-old take to give her some decongestant relief? And the doctor's like, well, you know, normally it just kind of has to run its course. And, you know, sometimes these medicines don't really work in little kids.
Zmickley says she's used the medicines with her 4-year-old twins, and it seems to help them. But if her pediatrician told her to stop, Zmickley says she'd listen. She's not alone. Our poll found a solid majority of parents say their pediatrician is their most trusted source of information about these drugs. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
And if you'd like to read the full results of the NPR Kaiser Harvard poll, go to npr.org/yourhealth.